Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Do you love true crime podcasts and true crime documentaries?
If so, you gotta check out our podcast, True Crime Obsessed, where we recap the true crime documentaries everybody's watching.
We say everything you're thinking and probably screaming at your TV.
We've been at the top of the podcast charts for almost 9 years, and we have over 400 episodes for you to check out right now.
We cover the cases everyone's talking about, and we also highlight the cases that have been underreported, overlooked, or forgotten.
With over 30,000 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, if you've never checked out True Crime Obsessed, now's the time to give us a try.
Find True Crime Obsessed wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi.
Let me take you to Dane County, Wisconsin, where a jury has found Core Bommie Adams, who's 63, guilty of 2 counts of attempted first-degree intentional homicide. For what, you ask? What did this individual do or try to do? Trying to kill her Middleton neighbors with homemade ricin in April of 2014. Homemade ricin, you say? Where have I heard that before? Breaking Bad. It was in Breaking Bad.
Oh. And it seems like homemade ricin would be a really dangerous thing to be messing with. Because if you're making that to kill somebody else, how do you have to have some kind of laboratory in your house? Or how do you keep yourself from dying?
I lost my Martha Stewart book of poisons. You know, I had it for a while where it came out in the 90s, right before she went to jail. And it was
Martha Stewart's everyday poisons.
And ricin, she had a great recipe for it, and it had a little bit of lavender and a hint of vanilla to it. But I wish I had that book still. It's out of print. I don't know how to make ricin. I'm sure you could figure it out. But there was a story not long ago we had where ricin was involved.
We had one recently, and it was a similar deal with the castor beans. And
yeah, from what I understand, it's not that hard to make. I mean, if you wanted to make it, it's probably doable. It's a derivative of some sort of a bean or something. So somebody could make it. I mean, like Lily of the Valley and stuff, too. That stuff poisonous as well if used.
Okay, I'm like in ChatGPT right now asking, is ricin hard to make? So if somebody I know gets poisoned, just say,
like,
Carol,
did someone make a meal for you involving these ingredients? So what happens if you go into ChatGPT and say, how do you make ricin? Let me see.
If someone I know ends up dead, it's a coincidence. Because it's like it can be very deadly in small doses. Just a few milligrams can kill an adult.
It says, I can't help with that.
Oh, I got it. It's mine opened it up. Extraction is not technically complex, but it requires handling toxic plant material. Improper methods can lead to accidental exposure, which could be fatal. It's hard to purify into a consistent, effective form. Interesting. It is extremely dangerous, highly illegal, and not something anyone should attempt, is what it says.
From castor bean byproducts. It's a chemical process. Okay, well, we don't need to go into details on how to make ricin, but it's not hard if you have the internet and can get your hands on whatever you need to get your hands on. Because it's not, from what I understand, I mean, the ingredients are not illegal to get. It would be the process and then using it that would be the illegal part. Anyway, these people figured it out. In 2014, 11 years ago, prosecutors said Adams ground castor beans in her kitchen, then dusted the toxin across a couple bedspreads, sock drawer, and home office while they vacationed, hoping prolonged skin contact would be fatal. So you don't have to consume it. You could actually, wow. The couple discovered an odd white powder and called police. Laboratory tests confirmed ricin, but fortunately no one was hurt.
Could you imagine getting back from vacation and there's powder in your house, on your bedspread and other places where you would come in contact with it, and you see it and you're like, well, this is weird. So they must have called the police and been like, and there might have been something going on with her and the neighbor, obviously.
Yeah.
So maybe they suspected something. But to find out it's ricin?
That'd be a weird thing to come back to. And I don't know what I would think, right? I mean, what would you think if you came back from vacation and there was like white powder in your bed? If I had a house sitter, I'd be like, did somebody else stay here? Or, you know, when my house sitter comes, she stays in a different bedroom. And I trust her, but I'd be like, you know, did somebody else stay over here? Did somebody stay up there? Like, and what could that possibly be? I would be thinking like cocaine or something.
Yeah,
or honestly, powdered donuts is probably where I would go, because I know my house sitter and I know she's not doing coke. And I know she doesn't hang with people that do. So I'd be thinking like powdered donuts or something. I wouldn't be going to, I don't know that I'd call the police right away either. I would not be thinking someone's trying to do that to me.
That's why it makes me think they're, because they noticed it. So it must have been enough powder that they were like, this is weird. Because, you know, you could live, I'm giving people ideas, but it just popped in my brain. So I won't share the ideas. It just seems there's ways you could put the ricin in their house with them not even seeing it.
I think I would have,
exposing them to that. But instead they saw it and they called the police.
Yeah.
Thank God they did.
I would think maybe in the flour or the sugar or something, you know, when they eventually start using it, then just random white powder in random places is going to probably be noticed.
Yeah.
Yeah. The ricin was reviewed only after investigators in Waganer County, Oklahoma, began probing in April of 2020. The disappearance of Adams' roommate, Talania Galloway, 53. Adams told deputies Galloway left to quarantine at the lake after a Facebook post about possible COVID-19. But detectives found no medical record of a test and noticed the house smelled strongly of bleach. During that missing person investigation, deputies learned of the unsolved Wisconsin poisoning and alerted authorities there. Meanwhile, cell phone data, security camera footage, and receipts showed Adams buying a chest freezer and hauling it to rural Arkansas. Oh, they came here by me. That's nice. From Wisconsin. That's where I'm from.
I think she was in Oklahoma.
Yeah.
So I think she moved to Oklahoma and left that whole scenario so nobody knew. She was never arrested for it. Something happened in Oklahoma where that former case with the ricin came to light.
Well, in January of 21, hikers near Mena, Arkansas opened their abandoned freezer and discovered Galloway's dismembered remains. The state medical examiner ruled the death a homicide. Adams already free on bond for an unrelated illegal firearms charge, so you know they make good decisions.
That's crazy.
Was arrested days later in Dane County, Wisconsin. Oklahoma prosecutors have charged her with first-degree murder and desecration of a human corpse, She remains in Dane County Detention Center, where she was just sentenced in the Rison case and now awaits a governor's warrant to be moved south. Defense Attorney Janet Houston says her client is shocked and concerned, adding that assembling an impartial jury will be difficult given the gruesome allegations and national attention. No, it won't. This is never going to be Karen Reed. This is never going to be Brian Koberger. It ain't going to be a problem to get a jury in Oklahoma to lock your ass up for the rest of your life. Adams faces up to a life in prison in Oklahoma if convicted. A transfer hearing is scheduled for later this month. Waganer County officials state that they will seek no bond when she is returned. Oh, you don't trust her out? Go to the Chick-fil-A, you know? Hang out, stop at the Sonic.
I wouldn't trust this woman with anything. My God, she gets a grudge and she just goes right to murder.
Well, and look at this. This is from how far back? It tells you that murder is part of her path. This is not a deviation from her arc of behavior. She has viewed murdering as a possible solution more times than one. And this is just what we know about.
Exactly. I was just thinking that. Is there other ones along the way?
I'm going to put money that there is. I'd be looking to anyone this woman was in contact with over the last, I don't know, lifetime. Mm-hmm. And look for anybody that disappeared or died mysteriously or of natural causes.
She got COVID thing and went to a cabin to quarantine. And well, I don't know whatever happened to her after that.
Well, and that's a scary thing. And the reality is in our country, there's a lot of those stories. There's a lot of death stories with COVID, but it's not like, oh, and you know, diagnosed or they, you know, we're calling them dead at this time. They're just gone. And there's a lot of kids that have that attached to them in a lot of cities. Because when we shut all the schools down, not all of them came back. And there's a lot, thousands upon thousands that were never reaccounted for. Yep. And we do not have the means to go and check every single home. We don't have it. Should we? Yes. If you want to invest money in our country, the child welfare system should be number one. But we seem to make that like, you're shittier than a closed down Kmart. We're not even going to give you enough money for the little vending machine at the front to get 5-year-old Skittles. That's too much for us. We'd rather just, you know, pretend this isn't a thing. There's thousands of kids that have probably been sold into trafficking, just died, been murdered, abandoned through the time of COVID, because it kind of went like to the Wild West to a certain extent.
It happened here where I live.
There's tons. And
the little girl, I think, was 5-ish, and she's been missing for years, but like 5 years. So that would have gone back to COVID times. She had never been enrolled in school, so nobody really knew. She had been adopted, and she just fell through the cracks. And then somehow they were alerted. I think one of the couple, one turned on the other one. And that's how I think they found the little girl buried in the backyard. Nobody was even looking for her for 5 years.
Yeah.
It's just...
Here's the number. 2023 analysis by the Associated Press. They found roughly 230,000 students across 21 states were unaccounted for in the 21-22 school year. These students didn't transition back to private schools, homeschool, or out-of-state districts. They just vanished from the system.
Just vanished.
Yeah.
They went somewhere.
Well, you know, and some did. You know, certainly some. The missing number, the thing is when you transfer a kid... And we did this. We actually transferred schools during COVID. And we even did homeschooling. We all, I think, did homeschooling during COVID if you have kids. They would not be in this number if that's just what happened. They get accounted for because they went to this system or they're doing this homeschool system or whatever. The numbers then get worked out and they're accounted for elsewhere. These are ones that just never showed up anywhere else again.
That is so sad. And this woman, I think that kind of happened. It's like, I think they, it sounds like they investigated it, but they couldn't prove anything. It's like, okay, her house smells like bleach, but is that enough to arrest somebody?
Yeah.
And she, there's no medical record of her having COVID. But then you could, we all had tests. You could take a test at home. There wouldn't necessarily be a medical record of you having COVID.
Yeah. The current number, if you look at this, the fall 2022 school year, the estimated missing students, and this is only from 22 states that have numbers, 50,000 still never showed back up. So wow. Initially 230,000, fall 22, 50,000. I don't know that we have more current numbers, but 50,000 kids is a lot of kids that just simply, there's no record of where they are. You don't just lose people.
No.
But that's a big story that no one is talking about.
Yeah.
That's when I maybe we should dig into more. But yeah, that's a stark.
And I think this case too, it's like they kind of bought it. Oh, she went off to quarantine. Yep. Get that. She's all by herself. Something obviously happened. Somebody must have come in and murdered her. This woman just cleaned her house with bleach. So that's not necessarily anything. Maybe she's just bleaching some whites. I don't know.
Or maybe she killed someone.
But then to look into her history and find out that her former neighbors, somebody had put ricin in their home. Mm-hmm. I just have to think this lady's gotten away with a lot of shit for a long time.
There's going to be more found here. Guaranteed.
I think so too.
Guaranteed. Let us know your thoughts in the comment section on YouTube if that's where you're watching us. If you're listening to us on the podcast platforms, hit subscribe there so you don't miss any of our coverage. And please, if you want to comment on this case, give me your thoughts. Tell me what's going on in your community. How many kids went missing there and are still gone? And we just are like, well, what do you do? Let me know. I'm curious in the comments section. Until next time, for Carol, I'm Tony Bruschi. We'll talk again real soon.
Craving nonstop true crime updates? Press subscribe now and get the latest cases, analysis, and expert commentary delivered straight to your feed. Only from the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Do you love true crime podcasts and true crime documentaries?
If so, you gotta check out our podcast, True Crime Obsessed, where we recap the true crime documentaries everybody's watching.
We say everything you're thinking and probably screaming at your TV.
We've been at the top of the podcast charts for almost 9 years, and we have over 400 episodes for you to check out right now.
We cover the cases everyone's talking about, and we also highlight the cases that have been underreported, overlooked, or forgotten.
With over 30,000 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, if you've never checked out True Crime Obsessed, now's the time to give us a try.
Find True Crime Obsessed wherever you get your podcasts.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's R-A-K-U-T-E-N, Rakuten.com.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Do you love true crime podcasts and true crime documentaries?
If so, you gotta check out our podcast, True Crime Obsessed, where we recap the true crime documentaries everybody's watching.
We say everything you're thinking and probably screaming at your TV.
We've been at the top of the podcast charts for almost 9 years, and we have over 400 episodes for you to check out right now.
We cover the cases everyone's talking about, and we also highlight the cases that have been underreported, overlooked, or forgotten.
With over 30,000 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, if you've never checked out True Crime Obsessed, now's the time to give us a try.
Find True Crime Obsessed wherever you get your podcasts.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Do you love true crime podcasts and true crime documentaries?
If so, you gotta check out our podcast, True Crime Obsessed, where we recap the true crime documentaries everybody's watching.
We say everything you're thinking and probably screaming at your TV.
We've been at the top of the podcast charts for almost 9 years, and we have over 400 episodes for you to check out right now.
We cover the cases everyone's talking about, and we also highlight the cases that have been underreported, overlooked, or forgotten.
With over 30,000 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, if you've never checked out True Crime Obsessed, now's the time to give us a try.
Find True Crime Obsessed wherever you get your podcasts.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Do you love true crime podcasts and true crime documentaries?
If so, you gotta check out our podcast, True Crime Obsessed, where we recap the true crime documentaries everybody's watching.
We say everything you're thinking and probably screaming at your TV.
We've been at the top of the podcast charts for almost 9 years, and we have over 400 episodes for you to check out right now.
We cover the cases everyone's talking about, and we also highlight the cases that have been underreported, overlooked, or forgotten.
With over 30,000 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, if you've never checked out True Crime Obsessed, now's the time to give us a try.
Find True Crime Obsessed wherever you get your podcasts.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Do you love true crime podcasts and true crime documentaries?
If so, you gotta check out our podcast, True Crime Obsessed, where we recap the true crime documentaries everybody's watching.
We say everything you're thinking and probably screaming at your TV.
We've been at the top of the podcast charts for almost 9 years, and we have over 400 episodes for you to check out right now.
We cover the cases everyone's talking about, and we also highlight the cases that have been underreported, overlooked, or forgotten.
With over 30,000 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, if you've never checked out True Crime Obsessed, now's the time to give us a try.
Find True Crime Obsessed wherever you get your podcasts.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Do you love true crime podcasts and true crime documentaries?
If so, you gotta check out our podcast, True Crime Obsessed, where we recap the true crime documentaries everybody's watching.
We say everything you're thinking and probably screaming at your TV.
We've been at the top of the podcast charts for almost 9 years, and we have over 400 episodes for you to check out right now.
We cover the cases everyone's talking about, and we also highlight the cases that have been underreported, overlooked, or forgotten.
With over 30,000 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, if you've never checked out True Crime Obsessed, now's the time to give us a try.
Find True Crime Obsessed wherever you get your podcasts.